Altos de Chavín, the magical Mediterranean village in the Caribbean. One of the most common questions asked by our guests when they arrive at the hotel is what excursions and activities they can do during their holiday. Altos del Chavín is an excellent choice. It is a wonderful excursion that we're sure you will enjoy. It's a picturesque place, in the middle of a Caribbean landscape of palm trees, which offers visitors a fairy tale experience on a hypnotic cliff, framed by the Caribbean Sea and the Chavín River. Discover the history of the village. Altos de Chavín was built in 1980 by Robert Capa, who wanted to recreate a 16th-century Mediterranean village, with the surprise factor of being located in the beautiful and intriguing Dominican Republic. It is said that the inspiration came when a mountain had to be blown up to build a road, and when they saw all the stones, they decided to use them to build a village. It is located in La Romana, in the Casa de Campo residential complex, in an elevated area that overlooks the Caribbean Sea from the top of the Chavín River. To get there, you need to go through Casa de Campo, and there is a cost per person. Depending on the day, you may need to book in advance. It is an hour and a quarter by car from our Princess Hotels in Punta Cana. What is there to see in Altos del Chavín? In Altos del Chavín, visitors can stroll through the cobbled streets, cobblestone plazas, and coral-covered buildings and visit the various attractions. 1. Admire the amphitheater. Visit the Greek-style amphitheater and, if you're lucky, catch a concert. In fact, the iconic amphitheater that so many people have visited, and which is probably the main symbol of Altos del Chavín, was inaugurated in 1982 by none other than Frank Sinatra, Carlos Santana, and Buddy Rich, in what was known as the Concert for the Americas. 2. Explore the mysteries of the church. It also has a beautiful little church in the central square, built of coral stone and consecrated in 1979. You can get married here if you wish, as weddings and other religious services are held here. Its name, St. Stanislaus Church, was given in honor of Pope John Paul II, as St. Stanislaus is the patron saint of Poland. Curiously, the ashes of this saint can also be found in the church. 3. Discover the museum. Altos del Chavín has a school of fashion, graphic and digital design, fine arts and illustration, a small pre-Columbian museum with a permanent exhibition dedicated to pre-Hispanic art, complemented by traveling exhibitions and a number of art galleries. All of this is accompanied by a wide variety of restaurants, most of which are open for dinner, although it is not difficult to find lunch specials. If you decide to do this excursion during your holiday, we recommend that you contact the various tour operators at the hotel. Or, if you prefer, you can hire a car and ask our guest services department to help you organize your visit. If you liked this post or have any questions, leave us a comment, we will be happy to help.